He's got one coming.
Oh, yeah.
Has it?
Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome.
Do we need to do anything, or do I just want to take this away?
I think we're probably in order.
All righty. Seems.
Minutes.
Yeah. Actually, that's what I wanted the agenda. This I've done. Yep, all right.
Go ahead.
Steve Morton here. I'll take the chair, Jeff Gustafson. We'll call this Rock County Board of Adjustment meeting, regular meeting of July 10th, 2017, call it to order. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes? There, it looks like there's two sets of them.
Yep.
Yes.
Move we approve them as written.
Both sets?
Both sets.
I second that. Motion in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes pass. And Pujolis?
Perfect.
And so you must be Mr. Pujolis?
Yes.
And Mr. Hampson. Probably on setback for an existing structure, lot 10, Fox Estates, 3.5 miles south of Steamboat. Property zone, mountain residential estate. We're talking about granting a variance to make a side setback or property line setback 30 feet. You sure you don't want a little bit less than 30 feet?
29.7 feet on the map, so
yeah, I would propose a 29-foot setback.
Did you say it was 29.7?
Yeah, that's what shows on the survey.
Yeah, that's what the surveyor came up with.
Okay. Does the applicant want to talk about this application?
Yeah, if you want. All's we.
Benji, could you use the microphone, please? Thanks.
Okay. All's all's we can do on this is theorize as the house was built in '77, and this is a brand new owner. And go ahead, Steve. Have a seat.
Yeah, you ain't skipping.
I see the chairs back in here. I'm going to give it back to him. It's all you, all we've done.
So,
thank you.
Yeah. One of the things on the original approval was they had put the septic and the septic tank in the field on the south side of a drainage that came across the property. As it is built today, the septic and the field is to the north of the drainage, and they so that's the only reason we can think of why they built the house so far to the north. One was also access off of that road is.
Can I approach that without the mic? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
there another site plan that you would prefer up there?
The one right down, or right above it.
Right above it.
So this one here, that's perfect right there. The original had it actually paralleling like this, the north property line. This house, as you see, pretty much parallels the north of the easement property, easement line. And I don't know if that was a factor that he came off his driveway when he built it back then. This is 5 or 6 owners ago. But we do know that the natural drainage comes right down through here and comes right back along here. One of the subsequent owners has pushed that drainage over to here and now comes down like this and continues back into the existing. The reason we think of why this didn't get built where they thought it was, that they didn't mark the drainage on their map originally, so we don't know if they knew where it was. At the time, they had to push. Was the setback from natural drainages at that time?
I think it was 50 feet for the state.
So, in this lot, you know, being 150 feet, and if you were to see this, basically the heavy tree area, the heavy tree line, pretty much follows the original drainage. And all this is heavily treed with aspen. So it would have been, you know, a major thing back then to go in and put a septic field in and tank. And so that's all we can do about theorizing of why it got built where it is right now. Our addition, if you want to go to the next map, is within all the existing setbacks that we're proposing. We're adding a vestibule in here between the existing garage and the house, and we're extending back the garage. All this falls within the existing approved setbacks, which was 40 feet from this line originally, and the rest were the traditional 50 feet in the MRE. So
from the
park. This just, you know, came about because planning caused that this house was not so we're just asking for variance.
The shaded area.
Take the existing house into conformance with the new setback for that corner, and to, you know, leave the other setbacks in place, just so that this structure is within, you know, it becomes conformant. Because all of this that we're applying to extend is all within setbacks.
So we're not being asked to approve a variance for any new construction?
No, this is for the existing
renovation. It's a renovation of what's already there.
Yeah.
Just tying the garage into the house.
I might have missed it, but did you point out where the septic system is?
The field sits about in here. I don't know if it's going this way or this way exactly, just because it is a mound septic right here. And the septic tank is right in this area here.
Okay.
How secure is your easement on the other property for the driveway?
It's recorded in the, you're talking about for the north property?
Yeah.
There's two easements, one written on lot 11 for both the egress and ingress of both lots, and the same is written across the front of lot 10. So they're both tied together.
Both properties use the same driveway?
Yes. Right now, currently the neighbor has a parking, you can see where this contour line is, he has a parking spot up there, and he has not built a garage or access to this, but he does have that ability to do that.
That it?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Public comment. Do you have any public comment? Seeing none of board discussion. Let's see, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How does this work?
Well, I stepped down. I'm the junior. So
okay, all right. So you're out. Okay, great. But you can participate in the discussion, you just can't vote. So do you have any items for discussion?
Well, I'm just curious. Is there any commentary from the folks in Lot 11 about this at all?
So very excited about the project. He loves it.
Okay, but he hasn't done anything in writing.
No. Might have been a letter. I understand a neighbor sent a letter. I don't know what neighbor it was.
But yeah, it was.
Paul Underwood?
It was. Paul Underwood did send a letter. He was in support of it. And
yeah, he's a lot of love.
It did not make it into the staff pack. I apologize for that.
There you go.
There's a comment.
That's it.
Right.
Once again, we're asked to do a setback variance for the structure that's in existence. So if we didn't approve the variance, the only alternative would be to tear the structure down, and I don't think that any of us is proposing that that occur.
Other side.
I have no comment.
You go for it. Okay.
Satisfied.
John?
Reading through it all, and, you know, 1977, somebody's asleep at the wheel. It is what it is. And with the density of the aspen and everything else on that property, yeah, I don't know if you're confident. Do you have a lot of stairs there?
Signs of them.
Jeff?
I don't have anything. I guess I just know findings of fact in here. The five circumstances seem to be met by this application. Peculiar and accepted, exceptional practical difficulties. Circumstances creating the hardship were created prior to the current owner. Property does possess extraordinary and exceptional situation or condition, which does not generally occur in the other properties. One of the reasons, I think, is because it's only a 1.23-acre lot, and the MRE is actually set up for 5 acres. I did see a note in here that said the property owner to the north was in support of the application. And the variance is not directly contrary to the intent and purpose of the Rock County Master Plan, so that's all I got.
And I would reiterate that I did read through the whole packet, and I agree that their findings of fact support all the five criteria. And so I'm in support of a variance for the existing structure. So anybody for a motion?
Motion, but again, we have to read every one of these out.
No, I guess
you can say as written.
Okay. And Jeff went through them very nicely, so you can just adopt his position.
That we approve this based on the findings of fact and conditions on pages 4 and 5 of the submittal.
I'll second that.
Discussion.
Any other discussion?
I don't think any of the conditions apply, except perhaps for 3.
Are the conditions that are included in the staff packet you're talking about?
Yep.
Page 4.
Page 4. I don't think any of them apply.
Page 5.
Because we're not approving the variance for new construction.
No, this would apply for new construction.
Yeah.
Alan?
I mean, they still have to comply with all requirements of the building, of the building department. I could see how number 2 wouldn't be applicable, or 3. And then the rest of them are conditions that they would have to comply with no matter what. We just like to put them in there so that the applicant is aware that they still must comply with them, whether they are part of this variance approval or not.
But there's no new construction.
Is there this application?
There is new construction.
Well, there is new construction, but not new construction within the setback, so we wouldn't be considering that new construction and granting a variance.
I guess I would argue that really condition 3 is definitely applicable.
Condition 3 is what? I'm sorry, I couldn't understand.
Applicable?
Is.
Yes, that's what I would say, yeah. I mean, if they change the footprint on the proposed construction to encroach on the easement somehow. So anyway, I guess I don't see that happening, but I don't have a problem with these conditions.
So we have a discussion for friendly amendment to not include the conditions. And John, this is your.
Once it's been seconded, it's the entire board's.
We had a second, so now we have a discussion about whether or not to approve it. How's that work?
And so it would be the majority of the board. If the majority of the board wishes to accept the amendment to the motion, then the amendment will pass. And if a majority thinks the condition should stay, then that is what the motion is for.
Okay, so I should ask for a vote. All those in favor of accepting Brian's friendly amendment to have only condition 3 apply, do so by saying aye.
Aye.
So those not in favor, say no. Chair votes aye. So we'll have that apply. So we have a motion to approve with the 5 criteria found as per the fact and packet, and the only condition 3 in the packet shall apply for conditions of approval. All right, all those in favor of granting the variance with one condition, do so by voting aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, so the motion passes. Congratulations. Good luck.
I'll have to look to see if there are any outstanding fees. I can't promise that, but I'll do my best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Always
okay.
It's between the paving project.
Okay. No problem. We'll get it taken care of pretty quick.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
No problem. Have a good night.
Thanks, Benji. Have we already done the minutes? Did you guys approve the minutes?
Oh, yes. Somebody left their sunglasses.
Benji!
You left your shades.
No, how mine is.
It's falling off of that.
Okay.
Thank you.
We don't have any applications in the process right now, so if we get one, we'll be in touch.
Thanks, Alan. So, motion to adjourn?
Second.
All right. I think we're adjourned. Thank you.